Gas prices drop again. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. More than 2.5 cents a gallon, lower than yesterday. AAA says the average for a gallon of gas is now below $4.50. Falling gas prices, one reason White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein doesn't believe a recession is imminent.
The current drop in the price of gas, down 50 cents per gallon over the past 34 days, is one of the fastest decline in retail gas prices in a decade.
He did not mention the price of gas was $2.39 a gallon the day President Biden was inaugurated. To accelerate the green energy push, the president considering declaring a climate emergency.
The Washington Post reports sources say the president is ready to act. Two Senate Democrats urged the president to use the Defense Production Act to boost renewable energy products like solar panels. And Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor says
we spent $152 billion on climate-fueled catastrophes. That's just last year.
Action on climate in the Senate stalled last week when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin blocked legislation aimed at promoting clean energy.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, the U.S. Senate today begins voting on a scaled-down chips bill to encourage semiconductor manufacturers to make more computer chips in the U.S. More than 54 million people in the country will be facing seriously hot weather over the next few days.
A lot of excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in the southern plain, Texas, Oklahoma, in parts of Arkansas.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says some parts of Texas could hit 115 degrees today. High heat will also reach as far north as Nebraska and Wyoming. After its warmest night ever, Britain is bracing for unprecedented temperatures today of 104 degrees. Heat-related deaths are reported in Spain, in Portugal, and in France. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin is in Tehran today, stoking reports of an arms deal.
The meeting is trilateral, with Turkey joining Russia and Iran. The United States says it suspects Russia could be seeking drones from Iran to aid its assault on Ukraine. Iran's foreign minister, in a call to his counterpart in Ukraine, said there is no merit to the U.S. accusation. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's the U.S. belief that Russia has already gotten a close look at these drones, many of which are believed to be capable of being armed, and Putin's presence may signal a deal is close, if not done. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
What may be a long penalty phase in the murder trial of Parkland High School, the Parkland High School shooter, continues today. Nicholas Cruz has already pleaded guilty to killing 17 people in the shootings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The state said yesterday it would ask the jury for the death penalty. Jury selection resumes in Washington federal court this morning for former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon. He's facing contempt charges for refusing to testify to the January 6th committee. He could face up to a year in prison. The last person to be tried for contempt of Congress, Watergate burglar G. Gordon Liddy in 1974. Tours at the White House resume today.
Full public tours of the White House start up this morning and will be available every Tuesday through Saturday. Public tours were suspended in 2020 at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House says it will continue to monitor COVID-19 and could adjust tour availability based on recommendations from the CDC and other public health experts. Face masks are not required, but are available for those who choose to wear them. White House tours are free, but must be coordinated through a member of Congress. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.